And let's go now to Colorado, where wildfires are burning across large parts of that state. Officials say the huge 416 fire in southwestern Colorado has spread to 27,000 acres because of drought conditions there. And there's an air quality alert because of the heavy smoke conditions. Reporter Dan Boyce is right in the middle of it in Durango. Dan, not just the flames, but the smoke. How bad is it in Durango?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my eyes are burning as we speak, Robin. Mm-hmm. It's much worse in the mornings around here. The smoke sinks and spreads in the cooler air of the nighttime. It does lift a bit in the afternoon, but yeah, very smoky. It's devastating not only for those directly affected by the blaze here, but the economic engine of this entire community. I was speaking with local wedding photographer Alexi Hubble, and she's telling me that when this fire first started, businesses were quickly trying to spread the word, hey, Durango's still open, tourists never fear kind of thing. Now, I mean, the fire's burning well over 40 square miles, so that's getting a lot harder.
Well, we have some sound from her. Let's listen.
Now that everybody is dealing with the smoke, and now that our trail systems are shut down within town, not just the National Forest, our lakes are shut down, nobody can do any type of outdoor activity, which is what Durango is known for.
So the air quality in Durango there at hazardous levels, that's the poorest level on the air quality index. Dan Boyce, we also know that San Juan National Forest Purgatory Resort, the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad, all closed. So this is having a big impact.
Yeah, just to take the Narrow Gauge Railroad, it's a big tourist attraction. That alone, as an example, if that is closed for the month of June, which it already looks like it's going to be, that one attraction alone, it's estimated that will bring about a $33 million economic impact to the community.
Wow. Well, people have been evacuated. Have homes been lost?
No, it's actually pretty remarkable. The fire conditions here, the topography and everything is extremely challenging, but it's actually, so far, it's quite a miracle. No structures, no lives have been lost in the blaze.
I hope that continues. Some storms are on their way. People will be thankful for some rain, but storms can also bring lightning.
So looking at weather here, just in the very short term, I was at a press conference yesterday. The fire's incident commander, Todd Pachota, he was asked if upcoming weather was set to provide any relief to crews on the fire, and he looked at that reporter, and he just flatly said, no. Mm-hmm. There are some cooler temperatures expected this weekend, which could bring some precipitation. You know, who knows, lightning, like you say. But Pachota said, as far as precipitation, he'd believe it when he sees it. In the longer term here, the conditions are absolutely terrible. Winter snowpack was just nothing. It's really a perfect storm for wildfires. If you look at the information the U.S. Forest Service is putting out, they don't estimate getting this fire, the 416 fire, contained till the end of July.
Oh, boy. Dan Boyce there in Durango, Colorado, taking note of the wildfires there. Dan, be safe and thank you.
Thank you, Robin.